It's like you seem to think you have to have these unattainable women to be happy, and yet they're the ones that shit all over you. You're an incredible man. You've built this company from the ground up, and you have been one of the most successful men in your field for a long time. And you don't need a partner who is a status symbol. And yet that seems to be what you keep going for. Now, if that's what you're attracted to, great, keep trying. But if it's because of the status of them, that's really shallow. There's a lot of women out there that are perfectly lovely, that aren't CEOs of companies and doctors and lawyers and supermodels and actresses and all these high profile people. They're normal. They're everyday people who work hard and have good hearts and just want to see you happy. And, well, you're not really looking for those women. And that might be where the problem is. Look, I've probably said way too much, and I'm probably going to get fired for it when you're not drinking. So I'm just going to go. Sorry. I hope your night gets better. Well, yeah, I know a few. You're looking at one. Since I'm going to get fired anyway for opening my mouth, I may as well tell you the truth. I've watched you do this for 5 years. And every time you're happy, I hope for your sake that it's going to last. But it's like a dagger inside of me. And then when you get your heart broken, inevitably, that hurts even worse because I don't like seeing you suffer. And then it hurts yet again because I realize that you chose that instead of maybe just looking in the office next door. But like I said, if you're attracted to those high-powered types, well, your assistant is not the direction you're going to look in. And there's probably a company policy, but I've never actually had the reason to check into that. So, that's what I thought. Yeah, I know you can get a new assistant. I will clean out my desk. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, sir. I'll contact the agency and have them send a temp tomorrow. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. I'm sorry. Okay. Well, if that's not what you meant, why would you need a new? I am a bright girl. I'm just not sure what you're getting at. Well, you don't. Yeah, I know. You don't date inside the company. You could have said something way before now. You could have saved yourself years of this. I could have found another job. I mean, I'm pretty employable. Especially if I have a really great reference. Are you serious? Whoa. Okay. I thought I was just being big-mouthed. It's been a long day, and I'm tired, and my filters are down. I didn't think that would be the response. Why didn't you say anything? Oh my gosh. Well, I always thought it was odd that you had me help pick out your date clothes and smell you, which was strange, but I mean, some people, that's what their assistants do. They don't just handle the business stuff. They help them on every level, so I didn't question it. You wanted me to care. You wanted me to